the topic for this introduction here is the concept of Shem Eretz Yisrael versus Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's really an introduction to an introduction. We want to learn a little bit about Shemitah. Shemitah is one of the halachas of Zerayim. Zerayim are performed in Eretz Yisrael. So let's talk about Eretz Yisrael, you know, in general. So Eretz Yisrael, as the Ramban points out in a number of places, is the Ikra Makom Kiyum Kol HaMitzvos. All mitzvahs are supposed to be performed in Eretz Yisrael. That's the ideal. In one place, the Ramban even writes that mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz are just like a zecher, you know, tivu lach tziyunim, we're supposed to somehow have a commemoration for what mitzvahs are supposed to be like. Obviously, that's not true halachically, but hashkafically, there's a lot to be said for that. One sort of Lichtenstein say that when Rav Huttner would fly to Eretz Yisrael, he'd put tefillin on in the plane he'd daven. He'd get to Eretz Yisrael in the afternoon, and he'd put tefillin on again, because these are, you know, Eretz Yisrael tefillin. So every mitzvah is somehow qualitatively enhanced through being performed in the makom where it was intended for, the makom of Eretz Yisrael. Same time, the chovos haguf are certainly applied in Chutz La'aretz. But when we speak about all the mitzvahs that are nohagos ba'aretz or tluyos ba'aretz, we have to ask ourselves, are all these mitzvahs created equally? Are they all the same? So the Chazal and the Rishonim already point to different distinctions between various categories of mitzvahs that are nohag in Eretz Yisrael. I want to use the distinction that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik made, which is very, very sharp. I think that they say that the Beis Levi said about Rav Chaim, about his son, that he doesn't just answer questions. He has a kasha and he doesn't give a teretz. But Rav Chaim, he clarifies the sugya in such a way that there are no questions. The questions fall away. So this chilik of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik following in this family tradition is so sharp that it sheds light on all the mitzvahs of Tluyos Ba'aretz. So the sources that I put on the sheet, there are more mitzvahs of Tluyos Ba'aretz, but I tried to bring a lot of them, as many as I was able to. I'm sure there I missed a number of them. But all those sources are mitzvahs that are performed in Eretz Yisrael, but the question is, are they all the same? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said no. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said there's a fundamental difference between mitzvos that are connected to the Kedushas HaKarka, the Tluyos Ba'aretz, mitzvos are Tluyos Ba'aretz, versus mitzvos that are, you know, Hagot Ba'aretz, that they are performed in Eretz Yisrael, but they're not connected to the Kedushas HaKarka per se. They're just performed in the Makom of Eretz Yisrael. The boundaries of Eretz Yisrael is the place where these mitzvos are performed, but they're not connected to the Kedushas HaKarka per se. So that's the chilik he made. Obviously, the mitzvos that are connected to the Kedusha are going to be tali in the Kedusha. So before Yeshua was Kovesh Eretz Yisrael, let's assume there was no Kedusha. Then Yeshua was Kovesh it, Kedusha Rishon, Kitchel Shaita, V'lo Kitchel Asilava. So you have the period of the Korban. Then Ezra came, Ezra had a Kedusha Shnia, Kitchel Shaita, V'lo Kitchel Shaita, excuse me, Kitchel Shaita, V'lat Vasilava, V'lo Asilava, Tzimachokes. Either way, the mitzvahs that are connected to Kedusha are tali in Kedusha. The mitzvahs that are connected into what is called, what he called Shem Eretz Yisrael, transcend the Kedusha, and they're not necessarily connected to the Kedusha. So the two nachminas that he brings is that they would apply even in times where there was no Kedusha, namely between the Chorban of Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. And secondly, even in areas where there is no Kedusha. So today, for example, we have Kedusha, but we only have Kedusha in Gvulos, Oli, Bavel. Ezra wasn't Mekadesh the entire land of Israel. He was only Mekadesh certain areas. So I think the Arava, what's in the Arava? It's very Rimon, what? Further down, further south, certain areas in the south. Pardon? Well, Eilat might not be part of Eretz Yisrael at all. I mean, it's a question whether or not Eilat is the same Eilat mentioned as not. But certain areas that are very south, you know, certain areas that are very south, which were in the original Gvulot of Ole Bavel, but weren't Niskadshu through Ezra. So those areas would also be tali in this chilak that, namely, the idea of Moshe Soloveitchik is presenting is that mitzvot that are connected to Kedusha Eretz Yisrael would need the Kedusha, so it'd have to be at a certain time, a certain place, right? Namely, a time when there was a Kedusha around, as opposed to a Korban, and place, a place where the Kedusha Shnia still exists. He brought two rayas from the Rambam for this halach, for this idea. The first one is in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Yud Halacha Aleph. The Rambam speaks of the din of Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is when somebody, we all know, somebody is found dead near a city. So the closest city brings a korban, a quasi-korban of Egla Rufa to mechaper on this fact that there was a murder, you know, close to their city. So the halacha is that the Rambam writes in Perek Yud of Hilchos Rotzeach that Egla Rufa is noeg even in Eira Yarkin. And the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Dal V'Lacha Chavches, that Eivor Yarden was not included in Kibush Ezra. When Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael, he did not conquer Eivor Yarden. That's actually a machlokas we've shown him. It's a machlokas in history. But the Rambam assumes that Eivor Yarden was not included in Ezra's Kiddush. So If so, how come the Rambam says in Hilchos Ratzeach without qualification that Egla Rufa is noeg even in a Eretz Yisrael? It's not Eretz Yisrael. It's not right. It wasn't his Kaddish. Says the Moshe Soloveitchik, no. This is a din that's totally in shame Eretz Yisrael. The fact that he brings Egla Rufa isn't a function of the Kedushas Karka. It's a function that this is the Eretz. This is the Eretz Yisrael, the Sirna Makom that the Rosh Hashanah wanted us to live, and therefore the Sirna Halachas are noeg. Second, we'll try to find that a little more precisely a little later. The second raya the Moshe brought was the Ram Hilchas Sanhedrin. There's a halacha of smicha, right? Today we get smicha. Our smicha isn't really real smicha. It's just it's a heter hara that once you have smicha, you can pass in a shayla. But way back when, we had a smicha that was from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? They tried to reinstitute it in Tavis Yosef, the whole controversy, but they had real smicha. So real smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael, right? So where is Eretz Yisrael in smicha? Right? This is one of the rayas that you should all learn in Gross. If you really want to get smicha, you have to be in Eretz Yisrael. Our smicha isn't real smicha. You can learn it, you can learn smicha in New York too. But if you want real smicha, it has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So where in Eretz Yisrael? Does it have to be in Olei Bavel? Or could they give smicha during the time of the Chorban? For those 70 years between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni, were they able to give smicha? So of course they gave smicha. If they didn't give smicha, the chain would have been broken, right? So they gave smicha. How did they give smicha? There was no kedushas aretz. Doesn't make a difference, says Moshe. And the Rambam writes there explicitly that kulei olei bavel are the gvulos that constitute Eretz Yisrael. Kulei olei Mitzrayim, excuse me, are the gvulos that constitute Eretz Yisrael in smicha. The Rav took this idea of Moshe. Moshe has a couple of lines. It's just a couple of lines in his piece. The Rav took it. He went with it in the Shurim and Chala. He brought other nafkaminas. I'm going to discuss some of them. But just before I go there, I want to just point out that not all the Rosh Hashanah is a very important thing, and I'm going to use this Mahalach, but just we should be aware that not everybody agrees to this. The Rambam in one place sounds not like this. The Rambam in Hilchos, I don't think I put on the Marim Komos, but the Rambam in Hilchos, Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav Halachat HaZayin, he writes, speaking about after the Chorban of Bais Rishon, he says, "Alchiyuv Aretz v'Shvi'is u'Maasos Eino Elo Bifnei Shu Kibush Rabbi Mekevach Nechaka Aretz Meyadeim." After Yeshua's Kibush was destroyed in Chorban Bais Rishon, Batel Kibush v'Niftera Menatara Menamaasos v'Neshvi'is Sheharei Eina Eretz Yisrael. The Ram writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Perek Vav Halachat HaZayin that in the time of Chorban, Harei Eina Eretz Yisrael. It sounds from the Ram that in the time of Chorban, it's not Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha is the only definition of what Eretz Yisrael is. Eretz Perek Vav Halachat HaZayin. Thank you, you know, I'm probably going to go very quickly, so if anybody has any comments or questions, please interrupt me. The Rambam sounds like it's not Eretz Yisrael at all. So Eretz Yisrael devoid of Kedusha is not Eretz Yisrael. It's Eretz HaKodesh. If there's no Kodesh, it's not Eretz Yisrael. That's one formulation of the Rambam. Moshe has other rayas from the Rambam, so you have a stira here. You know, so I guess what Rav Moshe probably did, he saw this Ram and he said, no, what does it mean? It could mean, ain't Eretz Yisrael, Indian masters, ain't Eretz Yisrael, Indian, you know, certain things. He would have to learn it that way, because he thought their other rayas were probably better. But it is a raya, and the Minchas Chinuch goes with this. The Minchas Chinuch takes this, and in a number of places, he says that you need Eretz Yisrael Hamkudash. For example, the raya that Rav Moshe brought, the second raya, was from Smicha. The Smicha has to be in Eretz Yisrael. So if you look at the Minchas Chinuch, and Mitzvah, Tough Tzadi Aleph, Os Dalid, in terms of giving smicha, he writes like this: V'dvarav tmuim me'od, my inyan zev l'smicha, kevin de gzeres akosav the tzarek Eretz Yisrael, v'vada ve'inan Eretz Yisrael gemura. His lashon is gemura. If there's no kedusha, it's not really Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it's a little bit, that's something, vashu, but it's not Eretz Yisrael gemura. And then he says, v'vada rama matzah eza makom v'nachnu l'neida. He throws up his hands, he doesn't know what the Rambam says. How come you can give smicha anywhere in Gvulos Olei Mitzrayim? You should only be able to give smicha in those areas that Ezra conquered. That's the Michas Chinuch right there. And there are about 5-6 places in the Michas Chinuch where he argues in the Rambam. This Hara, I heard from Rosenzweig. He mentioned that the Michas Chinuch seems to argue with this idea of Moshe Soloveitchik.
All the different places that he just...
Answer? Yeah, he says it's not true. He argues in the Rambam. Okay, that's apologetic. That's apologetic. I don't think he really. I mean, in some places he just says Sarachin on the Rambam. I mean, in terms of, we'll get to. I'll mention one or two of them. He just argues in the Rambam. And again, Mitzvara, if you would have asked me, like, just at first glance, it's Erez HaKodesh, there's no Kedusha, so what's left? So intuitively, you kind of feel, oh, there must be, it's still, if it's the idea of Shem Erez, it's a Chiddush. Okay.
If you see the period, read the has Kedusha before it was chosen by Dokiyah. Before Shem was chosen, before Mishkan was built, already was chosen to be a Makom HaShem Vajah.
Okay, well, it was predestined, but does that mean that the mitzvot are knowing, all the mitzvot are knowing, or just that it's a school,
I'm not talking about mitzvot,
not
mitzvot. You see, it has a ma'ala, you don't have
okay, I hear you.
Okay. Came there, so
Avraham Avinu was promised. Yeah, okay. There is a day in Rishonim that Kedusha Rishonim doesn't mean Yeshua, but Kedusha Rishonim means Avram. The Rach says the Kedusha Rishonim means Avram. But okay, even if you, so if you look like that, okay, I hear you. Another question that has to be just defined, when Rav Moshe Soloveitchik made this concept of Shem Eretz Yisrael, what does it mean, Shem Eretz Yisrael? Like, so let's continue this point. When was the Shem Nikba? Avraham Avinu? Yahushua? Even Yahushua, was it as soon as he walked into the land? Was it after the 14 years of Kibush Lechiluk? But Yahushua didn't conquer all of Eretz Yisrael, right? Only Mitzrayim, when did only Mitzrayim end? Until the time of Shlomo, they didn't have all of Eretz Yisrael. So, for example, there's, you know, Aza wasn't conquered, it was always a problematic area, not just, you know, it was always difficult to conquer, so they didn't get it right away. So does that mean that Aza doesn't have Shem Eretz Yisrael? What makes Shem Eretz Yisrael? Was it Hashem's promise to Avraham Avinu? Was it Yahushua? Was it Shlomo? It's not clear, he never defined it, so it's a little bit unclear. So just something we'll get back to, but it has to be defined in more precise terms. Fine, so we have this Chakira, Shem Eretz Yisrael versus Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Moshe and the Rav, you know, use this idea to explain these halachos. But the question is, you know, how do you, if you look at all these, there's so many halachos, how do you define, what is your litmus test to see whether or not a mitzvah is totally in shame versus Kedusha? So, I think, if you look at the examples that Rav Moshe brought, you know, Egla Rufa and Smicha, those are mitzvahs that are unbaked in. And they're also, you know, public mitzvahs. They're you know, the tibur is mechuyav. You know, Rova has this whole idea where he develops that the beitin sometimes serves not only as a judicial body, but they're representing Klal Yisrael. Sometimes there's a steer in Rambam. One time the Rambam says you need, I think, a bezdin to go to war, and then he says you need Klal Yisrael. So the Rav says, no, it's hainu hatha. A bezdin is Klal Yisrael. That the bezdin serves two functions. They sometimes just serve, you know, in their bezdin capacity, and sometimes they serve as representing all Klal Yisrael. They're prescribed by this idea. So I think those mitzvahs that are Klal Yisrael mitzvahs or bezdin mitzvahs, I think it makes a lot of sense to say this idea. And that is because Eretz Yisrael is really the political and the spiritual center of the Jewish people, meaning Eretz Yisrael is our homeland. So it makes sense, if Eretz Yisrael is our homeland, all the mitzvahs that affect, you know, the tzura of Klal Yisrael should apply regardless of whether or not there is Kedusha. I think it makes a lot of sense to say that. Again, Rosenzweig said a similar thing in a different context. His legend was that it's the corporate headquarters of the Jewish people. So, I'm not sure exactly, you know, it was a different context, but I think it fits very well with this idea that Rav Moshe and the Rav would agree that things that are included in this very broad category of mitzvos, you know, on the tzibur, on Bezdin, would be affected by this idea of Shem Eretz Yisrael, would fit into the Shem Eretz Yisrael. So the prime example of this is the idea of Parhel and Davar Shel Tzibur. Parhel and Davar Shel Tzibur means that if Bezdin makes a mistake and tells people to do Isser Karis, allows people to do Isser Karis, they say this isn't Chaleb, or this isn't, you know, some Isser, this isn't the Avodah Zarah, so they bring a special Korban, Parhel and Davar Shel Tzibur. Now when do they bring it? Only if Rove of Klal Yisrael, Shebe Eretz Yisrael, sin. If all the Jews in New York sin, they're not Chayev of Parhel and Davar Shel Tzibur. It's only if the Jews in Eretz Yisrael sin, Rove of Klal Yisrael, Shebe Eretz Yisrael. And that's from a Gemara in Horios, the Gemara in Aleph. The Gemara says in the Gemara in Aleph, in Horios, that you need Rov of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, what is Eretz Yisrael? It quotes a pasuk of Malachim, Malachim Aleph Perches. It says, when Shlomo made the Chanukah Mikdash, it says, V'chol Yisrael imo kahal gadol milavo chamas ad nachal Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, only Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is ikri kahal. The pasuk says, kahal gadol. Who is Kahal? Who is Klal Yisrael? Those in Eretz Yisrael. This is a very important Gemara Hashkafically also, in terms of the centrality. This is what Rosenzweig was building on, in terms of the centrality of Eretz Yisrael. Where Eretz Yisrael is the homeland. Eretz Yisrael is Koveya. right? It's not stam that people care in all sections and all stripes of the Jewish world. They want to know what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. Do they have legitimacy in Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is the center of the Jewish people. So the Rambam passes the Hashkagos that you need Rav Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't tell you in Oli Bavel. So l'chora he means Oli Mitzrayim. So this is the idea of Kahal Gadol Melvo Hamas of Ikri Kahal.
How do you know that? He says that,
he says stam. So I wasn't sure. Right. So I'm not, you see, the question is, it's an excellent question. In Hilchos Trumos, he starts off talking about Yisrael, then he qualifies, he says, now you have Oli Bavel, Oli Mitzrayim, he makes it very clear. Now, the question is, does he say kol makom she'nazkir? Let me check there. When the Rambam says Eretz Yisrael Stam, what does he mean? That's really the most important question we're dealing with now. Because I'm going to try to prove to you there are a lot of mitzvahs that the Rambam just says Eretz Yisrael Stam, and I want to say, well, it makes sense that it's going to be the broader Eretz Yisrael of Ole Mitzrayim. So which Rambam are we referring to? In Perek Aleph Halach Aleph? Where does he speak about Ezra here?
I think he
wears
another place.
In Perek Halacha, he says, "Kol shekazik olam Yisrael, shekazik kedush rishona, kemi shekol batzul kedusha, kemi shalu bnei golav, shekazik miksas haaretz, kedusha kedusha shniya, omeres laolam, shelati laatzad lava, nichol b'mokom shivu lavizok." Okay, but does he say here that he's giving a klal that Eretz Yisrael is always? Yeah, I don't see him saying that every time he mentions Eretz Yisrael in the chibur. He's referring to Ole Pavel. He doesn't say that, as far as I know here. So that's the question. When the Rambam says Eretz Yisrael in a number of places doesn't qualify, so what does he mean? So my claim is going to be that for the certain mitzvos that are on the whole seaboard, so he means the entire Eretz Yisrael. Now the Michas Chinuch here, you can make a deal from the Michas Chinuch, because the Michas Chinuch in mitzvah Kuf Chaf Os Gimel, he says it's not true. He says the Rambam. First of all, what does the Rambam say here? Let's just for the record. Yud Gimel Beis. He doesn't understand the Rambam. He thinks the Rambam means all of Eretz Yisrael, and he says it's not true because again, Lashitaso, the Michal Sinuch thinks that not all of Eretz Yisrael, any part of Eretz Yisrael doesn't have kedusha, isn't really part of Eretz Yisrael. So what does the Rambam say here? Yud Gimel Beis. Okay, I mean, ain kari kal elavin Yisrael, and the Gemara says, "What is kal milvo chamas and nachal Mitzrayim?" So I think the Rambam would have had to tell you if it was otherwise. That's my assumption. The Michas Chinuch makes a point of saying that it's not true. Michas Chinuch quotes the Gemara, so that Gemara was only bisman ole Mitzrayim is not true today. But it's not weird because the Gemara is Talmud Bavli, and the Gemara is telling you, quoting a pasuk from Shlomo, telling you that this is the definition of Eretz Yisrael. So if it wasn't true in the time of the Gemara, they should have told you.
I agree. Also, it's difficult to say that the people who live in Beit She'an don't count if people live
in... Yeah, right. Okay, so I assume the Rambam meant all of Eretz Yisrael, all of Bulos, all of Mitzrayim. And the Michas Chinuch says it's not true. So this is, I think, a good example of this idea of the Kahal. Only Jews living in Eretz Yisrael are Kahal. Because of that, any halachas that have to do with kahal apply in all of Eretz Yisrael. That's the assumption.
Yeah, my question is, if you say from all the different mitzvot, you're going to say, I'm not referring, for example, smicha, can be done all up to the
So that's the question I dealt with earlier when I speak about Kedusha Rishona. What is Kedusha Rishona? Yeshua didn't have Milavo Chamat, right? I don't know Tanakh that well, but I think that Shlomo conquered a lot more. So all those areas Shlomo conquered, the Gemara is telling us for Kahal, for Parallel Domar Shel Tzibur, is called Eretz Yisrael. So you can tell me for Smicha, it's not like that, only for Parallel Domar Shel Tzibur. So he's one way of understanding it. Yeah, okay.
So why not do Smicha in those areas?
So maybe you have to say that. Maybe you have to say that Olei Mitzrayim aren't Olei Mitzrayim per se. Olei Mitzrayim meant the original conquest of Eretz Yisrael. That continued until the time of Shlomo, right? I don't know if after Shlomo they conquered more. So I think it continued until after Shlomo. So Lechai can do Smicha even up there. If you can do it, if they count towards Parallel Domar Shel Tzibur. Pardon?
You assume that they were fighting to have Smicha in Eretz Yisrael, huh?
Ha! Yeah, I don't know historically. Then you're going to have to come, you're going to have more
Haggadah. You can have different definitions. You can say Shem as he said, you can say Shem as he said, for different topics, has a different Shem.
Okay, but then it's a little bit common. Why would they be Koveya, the Parallel Domar Shel Tzibur, on the widest borders versus Smicha, more limited borders? I don't know. I think the assumption is that Shem Eretz Yisrael includes every area. Again, we gave you the options before. Either it's Avraham Avinu, Yeshua, or Shlomo. But this sounds like Shlomo. So, the Rav points is another. There are a lot of halachas like this. I'm just going to go very quickly just to mention some of them. The Rav points another halacha of Ibur Shana Kiddush Chodesh. The Gemara says in Brachas of Samach Yom, well, you have to do it in Eretz Yisrael. So where in Eretz Yisrael? So the Rav said that no, according to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, it makes sense that it could be done in all areas of Eretz Yisrael. And the Michas Chinuch here also. The Michas Chinuch argues in Mitzvah Dalet. The Michas Chinuch says you can only do Ibur Shana and Kiddush Chodesh in Gvulei Olei Mitzvah. What about the din of Tanit Tzibur? The Gemara says in Tanit, in the Yud Tes, that if something happens in one area of Eretz Yisrael, so you have a Tanit in the whole country. Every Prachia, every Malchus, Rashi says, has its own Tanit. Something happens in New York, so all of the United States has a Tanit. Something happens in London, so all of England has a Tanis. So what happens if something happens in Yerushalayim? Do you have a Tanis in Beit Shan? Do you have a Tanis in Ashkelon? Do you have a Tanis in areas that aren't within Olei Bavel? So the man writes, Nafi Tesan Tanis, V'chol makom shechziku bo'olei Mitzrayim ke'eretz Yisrael. Sherei gazu Tanis b'Yerushalayim ala shidafon b'Ashkelon. To Ashkelon b'eretz Yisrael, he b'kibush Olei Mitzrayim. Right? V'avgav the Tanis Ashkelon d'darom v'Ashkelon k'darom b'kibush Olei Mitzrayim. Who k'chutz l'aretz. I don't care that in terms of Hilchos Trumos and Masros, Ashkelon is like Chutzlaretz. In terms of the Dinei Tanis, it's all one country. It's all one country. If something happens here, you fast in Ashkelon as well. If something happens in Ashkelon, you fast here as well. So this is already a makor in the Rishonim that Rav Moshe is being based on. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik is saying there's a concept of Shem Eretz Yisrael. This is a Rishon telling you that no, Eretz Yisrael, all of Eretz Yisrael, even though there's no Kedusha, it's still Eretz Yisrael. It's not Chutzlaretz. We don't look at Ashkelon as Chutzlaretz, right? Ashkelon is Eretz Yisrael. There's just no Kedusha in Ashkelon. Similarly, there's a mitzvah of destroying Avodah Zarah. The mitzvah of destroying Avodah Zarah exists in Chutzlaretz as well. Right? It's not such a politically correct mitzvah, but the mitzvah is if you have Avodah Zarah in your possession, so you have to destroy it. In Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah is not only to destroy it if it's in your possession, but the mitzvah is to search after it and destroy it. You have to destroy Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Eretz Yisrael mitzvah l'dof achareh, ad she'naved osah mikol arsenu. There's no mitzvah to run after the Avodah Zarah in Chutz Laretz. So the question is here too, what is the definition of Eretz Yisrael for this mitzvah? Do you have to run after Avodah Zarah in Beit She'an or in Ashkelon? So the Gra writes on Yerodeah, Kuf Mem Vav, Sif Chaf, that he says the whole point is trying to be kovish land. So afilu v'makom shelo kavashnu chayev levaya. Right, the mitzvah isn't only what's under your nose. You have to constantly try to can't get more of Eretz Yisrael to destroy the Avodah Zarah. So it's obvious, Lachara, that there's no kedusha there because the kedusha happens after the kibush. Yeshua conquered. The kedusha is a result of the kibush. So the mitzvah is even places we haven't conquered, you have to try to conquer them to destroy the Avodah Zarah. So it's clear again that the mitzvah of Biur Avodah Zarah is a mitzvah in the Shem Eretz Yisrael, not just in the kedusha Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah to establish Batei Dinim in the whole world. It's a mitzvah in Sanhedrin. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's a more concentrated chayuv. The chayuv isn't just to have a bezin in every municipality, it's to have a bezin in every single city, every single small city. And the rest of the Rambam writes in the Sanhedrin. So the question here, too, is what is Eretz Yisrael for this purpose? So again, I think it makes sense in line with all these ideas of the tziburi mitzvos that it would be a mitzvah in all parts of Eretz Yisrael, even Olei Mitzrayim. You can only bring Omer v'shtei alechem from Eretz Yisrael. So again, what about Olei Mitzrayim? So I think, again, it's a mitzvah on Kal Yisrael. It makes sense that it would apply to all the gvulos of Olei Mitzrayim. Ir miklat, right? The Rambam says explicitly that ein ari miklat noheges ela b'Eretz Yisrael. It's only knowing Eretz Yisrael. So what would it be noheg, you know, in areas that don't have, you know, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? So I think it probably would. Yiridachas. So there's no makor for this in the Gemara, but the Michas Chinuch says that it's partial there will only be no in Eretz Yisrael. He just says the Gemara just says that Yerushalayim can't be in Yiridachas. He says, well, Yerushalayim can't come in Yiridachas, and obviously Chutzlars can't come in Yiridachas. Doesn't forgive any makor, but I think it makes a lot of sense. It's part of the what Eretz Yisrael is supposed to look like. Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be a makom kadosh, you know, in terms of its spiritual values. And therefore, you can't have in Yiridachas. Are we responsible for what goes on in Chutz Laretz? So we try to, we shouldn't be able to deserve it. It's not necessarily our chiyuv to create any dachas of Chutz Laretz. So that's the first category, mitzvahs that are on the tzibur. In terms of the mitzvahs on the yachid, really? It says b'chad sharecha. It says, yeah, I think what he's talking about, let's look at the B'chad Chinuch. I think... Right. So the question is: let's say Eretz Yisrael. There's the concept of v'chol makom asher tidrach kaf raglechem v'chem yeh. So if you conquer other areas, they have kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Surya. If it was a kibush rabbi, it would be kedusha in Surya. Would you have any dachas in Surya? So. Oh, so that's the question. We're going to get to the later, but what does that kibush rabbi do? Does kibush rabbi make it Eretz Yisrael, or does it just apply the kiddush? Meaning, if Moshe Soloveitchik has two dinim, of kedusha and shame, maybe we have two models, right? In Olei Bavel, you have kedusha and shame. Olei Mitzrayim, you only have shame without kedusha. What would you have in Surya? Maybe you would have kedusha without shame. I think Michas Chinuch was actually talking about it, thank you for correcting me. He's talking about kibush rabbi, and I think he says there that they wouldn't have, if I'm not mistaken, you can look it up, it's Taf Samach Dalet. It's Taf Samach Dalet. I think he says that you wouldn't have Yerindachas in kibush rabbi. I mean, Suri is kibush yachim, but Lu Yitzuyar, it was kibush rabbi. So that's for the mitzvah, thank you. That's for the mitzvah of, you know, Bezdin and Tzibur. What about the mitzvah on the yachim? So do we find this distinction in mitzvahs and the yachid? So here's a little bit more mechudash to say that the idea of shame marriage still exists, because l'chara, you know, what's your connection to the shame marriage itself? Well, why is that necessarily relevant? That this, since this place once was Eretz Yisrael, could be Eretz Yisrael, does that necessarily, you know, make a difference to you as an individual? So even here we see Rishonim who use this, who seem to be assuming like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. The first place where it's most prominent is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Now, the truth is, it's not clear if Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah on the Yachid or on the Tzibur. There's certainly a Yachid component. There's a mitzvah on every person to live in Israel. But there's also a Tziburi aspect of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, as a nation, we shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael to the Goyim. We should be there. So, assuming that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael has a, and it does, has a Yachid component to it, so I think it's relevant that the Ramban in Gittin writes that the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael applies even in areas that don't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So, for example, Eiver HaYarden doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, according to the Rambam. When they made the peace accords with Jordan, there was talk about some people, some Minachlim, wanted to start Yishuvim in Eiver HaYarden. So they were assuming like the Rambam. It didn't take off, as you can imagine. But they said, it's Eretz Yisrael, you have Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So I don't know if the Jared Davies would have been so happy with that. But either way, the Ramban holds that there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in every area of Eretz Yisrael, even Eve Yarden, even areas don't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So the Arava, you live in the Arava, you're behind the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, according to the Ramban. You live in Aza, right? It's not clear if Aza has, it probably doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's too south, only Balvel didn't go there. But people who live there were behind the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Midaraisa, according to the Ramban. So this Ramban really, again, it's probably the Ramban L'Shitaso from Tani. So Ramban and Tani said that when you make a Tani in Eretz Yisrael, everybody fasts, even the people in Ashkelon, even the people in Gaza, right? But, and so the Ramban here says, similarly, that you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael when you live in all those places, even if they don't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Tashbetz, in a tshuva, it's Pechel Gimel Simen Reish, he draws a different distinction. I don't think it necessarily contradicts the Ramban, but he makes a different distinction. He's discussing the status of Eivar Yarden, which we'll discuss later, and he writes like this. He says, the Trei in Yanei Ninhu, there are two concepts, Kedushas Shechina, the Kedushas Mitzvos. So again, it's one of the Rishonim, again, like the Moshe, trying to grapple with the difference between the different Mitzvos. So right in the Rishonim, the Tashbetz says, there's Kedushas Shechina and Kedushas Mitzvos. Kedushas Shechina, he miyuchedes Eivar Yarden Yama. Kedusha Shechina is only on the eastern side, the eastern side of the Yarden. Pardon? No, western side of the Yarden. Yeah, right. Excuse me. Thank you. The western side of the Yarden. The Kedusha's mitzvahs, bein bezu, bein bezu. The chiyuv halah, we've made Kedusha's mitzvahs, v'shamu mitzvahs, tira bilvad. So basically, what he's talking about, halacha, which we're going to discuss in a second, of whether or not a spouse can force. Husband or wife force each other to move to Israel. So let's say I live in New Jersey and I want to force my wife to move to Jordan. So am I allowed to do that? So says the Tashbetz, no. Right? Excuse me. Says the Tashbetz, yes. Why? Because Jordan has Kedushas Mitzvos. He's assuming that Eivar Yarden has Kedushas Mitzvos. And the Chiyuv Halah is for the Mitzvos. But the Mitzvah Dira, the Mitzvah of living, it applies only in the western side of the Yarden. So the kids aren't supported, but he's trying to draw a different distinction. He's saying there's something called Kedusha Shechina, that's only the western side of the Yarden, and then there's mitzvahs. Mitzvahs applies even to the eastern side of the Yarden. He thinks a lot of mitzvahs apply. It's not even Rav Difas of Avodah Zarah, he mentions a lot of mitzvahs, not just Trumas and Masters. But he thinks Trumas and Masters, yes, certainly. Yeah, we hold that. There's a machlokas. Some Rishonim hold it was only. So he says things that are. He basically says things that are connected to the metaphysical aspects of living in Israel, like nevuah, and certain these mitzvah, the certain kedusha aspects that only applies to Eivar Yarden Yama, but the eastern side would have the mitzvahs. So the reason this doesn't contradict what the Ramban is saying is that the Ramban is talking about whether or not Ole Mitzrayim also had, whether or not the Gvulos of Ole Mitzrayim are significant in Mizanezim. So he says, yes, they are significant. You're Mechayim Mitzvah when you live in Gvulos Ole Mitzrayim Mizanezim. That's what the Ramban writes. The Tashbetz doesn't deny that, right? The Tashbetz is just denying that Eivar Yarden doesn't have it. It might be a local halacha of Eivar Yarden. He might agree that all of Eivar Hayarden Yama, all of the West inside of the Jordan has Mrs. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, they're talking about two separate questions, just to clarify. The Ramban is questioning whether or not B'zman Hazeh, Ole Mitzrayim, are relevant. He says, yes, they're relevant, Ole Mitzrayim, the Gvulos of Ole Mitzrayim are relevant, because that is the definition of Eretz Yisrael for Mrs. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Tashbetz is saying that, just a second, that is true for the western side of the Yarden. Maybe the entire western side. Maybe even areas where Ole Bavel didn't conquer. He'll agree to the Ramban. He's just telling something about Eivar Yarden. Eivar Yarden Yama, Mizracha, is different. So it might have a different status. Okay. The Ramban there in Gittin says the mitzvah of Chibub, right? There's a mitzvah to love Eretz Yisrael. Chaim made a Kiddush a couple weeks ago, and it was in the Chatzer, in the Sukkah area. And I got so dirty because my son, Nathanael, was rolling in the dust. So after he apologized to me, he says, oh, I'm sorry that they made a kiddush in such a dirty place. So your suit got all dirty. So I told him that the Gemara says that the Chassidim Rishonim would roll in the dust of Eretz Yisrael. So if I have this schus, through my son, who I didn't do it on purpose, I'm not a Madrega, but it's a wonderful thing. So the Gemara says they would roll in the dust of Ashkelon. And Akko is one of the cities that the Gemara says wasn't in Ole Bavel. So the Ramban says, how come they're rolling in the dust? If they were lived 1,000 years ago, before the Gemara, then they should roll in the dust. But now it's not Eretz Yisrael. So says the Ramban, no, it's still Eretz Yisrael. It's shame Eretz Yisrael in Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's terminology. So that's what the Ramban writes there in Gittin. So in terms of the mitzvah of Dira, of living, and the mitzvah of Chibuv, Haaretz, it's included. What about the mitzvah, the Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael? There's Isser, when are you leaving? You never know. There's an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Gittin, I find Vav on a basis. Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, why is there an Isser to leave Eretz Yisrael? So the Rashbam says in Vav Basra and Tzadi Aleph that you're mafkia atzvacham ya mitzvos. And in Eretz Yisrael there are more mitzvos. And by leaving, you're by definition, not going to have the chance to make mitzvos, trumas matzos, etc., etc. So for the Rashbam, it makes sense that the borders that would be usher to leave would be the borders where you can make those mitzvos. So according to the Rashbam, it's not so simple that you can take a tiyul to Ashkelon, because Ashkelon is outside the boundaries of Gvulos HaMitzvos. And the whole Isser of leaving is because you're Mafkiya is Asmach HaMitzvos. Whereas the Ramban, Al-Torah, and Bamidbar Lamed Gimel, writes that the Isser is that it's a Bitul Mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Forget the Mitzvos, it's the Yishuv that you're Mevato. So for the Ramban, Lashitaso, there's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael anywhere in the Gvulos all these times. So you're allowed to take a tool anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. You know, there are all other heterogeneous Jordans, don't get me wrong. There are many reasons why, you know, Loma Tara, Lisa Nisha, you know, Vachule, there are good reasons to go to Eretz Chutzart. But the point is, what is the nature of the Isser? Is this connected to the mitzvahs? Is it connected to the Yishuv? That would be an afkamina. Are you allowed to go to Akko? Are you allowed to go to Beit Sha'an, etc.? The same issue I mentioned before in terms of forcing your spouse to move to Israel. So the Ramban, again in the Al-Torah, Bamidbar Lamed Gimel, writes that the reason you can force your spouse to move to Eretz Yisrael is because you want to be kind of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So for the Ramban, you can force your spouse, if you live in New York and you want to move to Ashkelon, so you're allowed to force your wife to move to Ashkelon because you're kind of the mitzvah of Yishuv in Ashkelon. But according to the Tashbates, the whole reason you're allowed to force your wife is because of the mitzvahs. So he thinks there are mitzvahs in Eve Yartin, but there are no mitzvahs in Ashkelon. So if you want to move from New Jersey to Ashkelon, you can't force your wife to move to Ashkelon, because in Ashkelon there are no mitzvahs. And the only reason you can force your wife, or wife can force her husband to move, is because of the possibility of performing the mitzvahs. You can't perform the mitzvahs, you can't move. So all the areas that aren't included in Oli Bavel and don't have any mitzvahs would not be legitimate reasons to move to those locations. It would not be legitimate to force your spouse to move to those locations. Tumas Eretz Ami was another question. There's Tumah in Chutzlaretz, this affects Kohanim. There's Isra to Minditma in Chutzlaretz. Again, the question is a Kohen allowed to take a Tiyul to Ashkelon? Is there Tumah there? So this is Mishim HaChalik Zishonim. I'm not going to go through the details, but Tosfos B'choros assumes there's no Tumah there, but the Rosh on his Perish in Chalon, Perak Dal in Mishneches, assumes that there is Tumah. So there's a really big Nafkamina. Can a Kohen take a Tiyul, you know, in somewhere in Israel that is not within Ole Bava, yeah.
Is that with the Kedusha there to throw the Tumah that's there? Or isn't there also because of...
They bury the Mason.
Right.
That's the reason there were goes and Tumas, because the Goyim would bury Mason without marking them properly, and therefore we don't know where are the Mason Mavel, maybe. It's not clear exactly.
Wouldn't that have different factors?
Right, the question is, that's the reason. But when there were goes there on the Gvulos. Meaning, in Eretz Yisrael, even if you go to our village, you're allowed to walk around, because it's Eretz Yisrael. The din is, you know, that's the reason, that's the rationale for the Gezerah. But when there were goes there, the question is, how do they formulate it? They say that anything within only Bavel is Eretz Amim, or anything that it doesn't have Kedusha is Eretz Amim. So, it's an open question. I'm not sure if the reason, you want to suggest that the reason would necessitate one way or the other way? Which way is one to have it? Meaning,
I would maybe to say that, right? I guess it would be even then you would go back to say it's Olam Mitzrayim anyway.
Say it again.
Say it would be Olam Mitzrayim, but it would be the Gvulos of Olam Mitzrayim.
Yeah, that's what it reminds. Yeah, okay.
For the reasons behind the Gvulos.
Right, because that's with time. Olam Mitzrayim, Goyim didn't live in Eretz Yisrael in any way, or it wasn't that many Goyim, so therefore they were kosher then. Not clear. The list goes on and on. I'm not going to discuss the details, but you know, there's a special milah to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Even if you don't live here, there's a milah to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara Moichan says you only have nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, right? The Gemara Erechin says that they can only say howl on a nesh of Eretz Yisrael. There's din of Nigayim, Nigay Batim. Yisr Lotasig, you know, is stealing land in Eretz Yisrael as a special Yisr. So where are all these, where is Eretz Yisrael for these purposes? You know, if a Nes happens in Aza, so can you say a halal on that Nes? Because it's in Gvulos Ole Mitzrayim, it's not in Gvulos Ole Bavel. You know, Nevuah, can a Navi, you know, when he's not there, he's living in Ashkelon, etc., etc. The one place where it comes up very, there's actually two very important nafkaminas l'halacha, though, I'll discuss those a little bit more at length, and that's the question of Yontov Sheni Shegalyos. Where do you keep Yontov Sheni Shegalyos? So there's a bilchos in what is koveh Yontov Sheni Shegalyos. The Rambam Sheet is that you have to have been in a place where the shluchim would actually come. So that's why the Brisk Rav kept Yontov Sheni Shegalyos in Me'esh Arim, because he thought that maybe there wasn't a yishuv in Me'esh Arim, so no shluchim would knock on the door in Me'esh Arim. So he thought maybe you have to keep Yontov Sheni Me'esh Arim. Most people aren't machmir, but there are people who are worried. You know, if you go to Bnei Brak, you know, they say the Chazanish was worried that maybe it's too far, maybe the Shluchim didn't come to Bnei Brak, so he's wondering maybe she just around, we have to keep it. But Klal Yisrael has not accepted that opinion. Klal Yisrael accepted the opinion of the Ritzva that you don't keep Yom Shani Shagalias in Eretz Yisrael, regardless of whether or not the Shluchim would come or not. So that's the minhag of Klal Yisrael, like the Ritzva. So the question then becomes, though, but where in Eretz Yisrael? Let's say you live in the Golan. Do you have to keep Yom Sheni Shegalyos? Let's say you live in the Arava. Do you have to keep Yom Sheni Shegalyos or not? It's a very important nafkamina l'halacha because it affects many, many people. So this is a machlokas in the Achronim. In the Sefer, there's a very comprehensive Sefer called Yom Sheni Shegalyos, Kilchasa. And he discusses all aspects of Yom Sheni Shegalyos, and he discusses this issue as well, and he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach saying that he actually uses his Lashon. He says, oh, it's anywhere that's Eretz Yisrael doesn't have Yom Tov Sheni Shegalyos. Anywhere that has, like, it's Nikra Eretz Yisrael. It's a similar lashon that Rosh Hashanah used, but that's the accepted psak. That we assume that Shem Eretz Yisrael is Koveya for Yom Tov Sheni Shegalyos. That's one halacha issue that comes up. The other one is Isra of Lo Sechonim, the Isra of selling land to Goyim, which is applicable today, especially the Shmid year is coming. It's a whole discussion about the Hetzer Mechira. It's an Isra of selling, of making a Hetzer Mechira, of selling land to Goyim. So where is the Isra to sell land? It's only Aser if it's in Olei Bavel, or it's even Aser if it's in Olei Mitzrayim. So the Rambam says in Hilchas Ovos Chachamim, very good, Halacha Gimel, says, Ein mochrin lehem batim v'sados v'eretz Yisrael. You can't say, so what's Eretz Yisrael? V'suria mochrin lehem batim v'avolos sados. If they sheish bashtayim, mafkiyam in amasros, v'nosem lehem chanaya b'karka. V'mutar limkor lehem batim v'sados v'chutz l'aretz v'fnei she'ena artseinu. The Rambam speaks about two factors. He's talking about Surya, but he mentions two factors. Mafkiyam in amasros, v'nosem lehem chanaya b'karka. And then he says, v'chutz l'aretz, it's ena artseinu. So the Israel sell land to goyim in Israel. Is it a question of p'tur mafkiyam in amitzvos, and then it would only be limited to Olei Bavel? Or is it that you're practically nosem lehem chanaya b'karka, you're giving goyim a chanaya in Eretz Yisrael, and that would even exist in areas of Olei Mitzrayim. I think we assume generally that applies all areas of Eretz Yisrael. Namely, it's another example of how the Isra of the concept of Shem Eretz Yisrael applies ala halach. Fine. So all this was just by way of introduction. We had the Chikira of Rosh Soledic, Shem Eretz Yisrael versus Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We spoke about the mitzvahs on the Beis Din and on the Tzibur, and we spoke about the mitzvahs on the Yachid. We established pretty conclusively that this idea exists. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said it, the Ramban alludes to it, Tashbetz alludes to it, they discuss it in different ways, but this idea of two different realms or concepts of Eretz Yisrael seems to exist pretty clearly in the Rishonim and the Achronim. The Milchus Chinuch seems to argue, the Milchus Chinuch isn't into this idea of Shem Eretz Yisrael, he thinks Eretz Yisrael is only Kedusha, and that's it. When you speak about Dinei Zrayim, though, and that's what we're going to hopefully be focusing on, with Din Yisrael, so Lachora, Din Yisrael were more connected to the Karka, right? Yisrael were connected to the Karka. If Yisrael were connected to the Karka, Lachora, we'd assume that they'd be totally in the Kedushas Aretz, right? So is this so pashut? Maybe we can mechalik between different types of mitzvahs that are totally in the Karka. Mitzvah Bikurim. Bikurim is a mitzvah to bring your first fruits to Beis HaMikdash, starting from Shavuos. Pasuk says in Mabasra, Pasuk in the Torah, Gemara Mabasra, the Pe'alif, Asher Tavi Ma'artzecha, prat the mevi mechutzlaret. There's no mitzvah to bring bikurim from chutzlaret. So Tosfos doesn't understand. He says, what do you mean? Why would I think you bring bikurim from chutzlaret? Bikurim is a mitzvah. It's tliya ba'aretz. If it's tliya ba'aretz, the mission says it's in kedushin, and kol mitzvah tliya ba'aretz only apply in Eretz Yisrael. Why would I think otherwise? So the first answer is based on a pasuk. The pasuk brings bikurim and basar b'chalav in the same pasuk in Mishpatim, I think. Both. Okay. So Tosfos says, since there's some type of connection between basar b'chalav and bikurim, since basar b'chalav applies in chutzlaret, maybe bikurim should also apply in chutzlaret. That's why I need a miyut from the pasuk. That's Tosfos' first answer. Tosfos brings the second answer for the Shema Rashba, one of the Rabbi Tosfos. He says, I'll read the lashon. He says that the lachashi bikurim mitzvah tliya baretz. Bikurim is not a mitzvah tliya baretz. The law dami la truma umayser v'chala. The hasam gufa peres mechuyavim mitruma. The tevel ninu by truma and maaser v'chala. There's actually a shame tevel. V'asurin b'achila lachach hashuvin hein tluyin baretz. Al bikurim ein chiyuv antali peres ele ba'adam. It's a chovas kafra. Says Tosfos, second day of Tosfos. Bikurim is a chovas kafra. It's not a mitzvah tliya baretz. So now, according to the Rashba, Yesh La'ayin, what is the gvulos for Bikurim, right? Bikurim, in time of Ezra, they bought Bikurim. Where did they bring Bikurim? Did the farmers in Beit She'an bring Bikurim? Did the farmers in Akko, in Ashkelon bring Bikurim? So, it's very possible that it's totally in this question. First, the Antosis thinks that it's really a mitzvah tzvi ba'aretz. It's a mitzvah tzvi ba'aretz. There's Kedushas Karka, so if there's no Kedushas Karka, there's no mitzvah. But according to the second day of Tosfos, according to the Rashba, Bikurim is a Chovas Gavra. It's a Chovas Gavra. Maybe it'll be telling all of Eretz. It's possible. The Rav suggests it. And he brings a raya from the Mishnah in Kalim. The Mishnah in Kalim is speaking about the Eser Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. And the most broad Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah says, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, that Eretz Yisrael is Mekudesh Misharatus. It's Mekudesh from all other lands. In that, you bring Omer, Bikurim, and Shtelechem from Eretz Yisrael. So the Gra there takes out Bikurim. Says it shouldn't say Bikurim in the Mishnah. So the Rav said, he doesn't understand. How come it doesn't say that Eretz Yisrael is Mekudesh, that there's Shuvas and Maestres, there's Shemitah, that there's Chala? It only says Omer and Shealechem. So the Rav said that this Mishnah is telling you, and the continuation also is very clear from the Mishnah, is talking about Mikdash. I mean, the highest level of Kedusha is Kachi Kachim, and the lowest level is Eretz Yisrael. It's all in reference to Mikdash. In terms of Dinei Mikdash, what is the lowest level of Kedusha? What is the highest level of Kedusha? This has nothing to do with Kedusha Sa'aretz. This is a din in Mikdash. So in Hilchos Mikdash, the korbanos of the Mikdash can be brought from, you know, from all of Eretz Yisrael. Omer Shelechem brought from all of Eretz Yisrael. And Bikurim. So why did the Gra take out Bikurim? So the Rav said the Bikurim for the Gra is like Trumas and Maestros and Chala. It's a regular mitzvah Tliya Ba'aretz. It shouldn't be in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not telling you anything about Kachim, anything about mitzvahs tliyas baretz. The Mishnah is telling you dinei kachim, and that's why the Gra thought you should take out bikurim for the Mishnahs. So again, the Mishnah tells you the broadest parameters of the influence of mikdash, and the broadest parameter is all of Eretz Yisrael, and that applies to where you can bring the Omer korban from, and where you bring the Shealechem korban from. That has nothing to do with bikurim, because bikurim is a mitzvah tliyas baretz. Now, the Gra took out bikurim because he thought it was mitzvah tliya baretz. But the Mishnah has it. Right? Why does the Mishnah have it? Because the Mishnah maybe thinks it's not a mitzvah tliya baretz. Maybe the Mishnah thinks that Bikurim is a mitzvah tliya b'mikdash. Bikurim have a kachim aspect. They're brought to the base of Mikdash. Maybe the Mishnah, right, against the Gra, the gifts we have in front of us, and that's the gifts of most of Rishonim, is that Eretz Yisrael's Mekudeshka has Omer, Shteilechem, and Bikurim, because Bikurim is not a regular mitzvah tliyav aretz. Bikurim is a mitzvah tliyav mikdash. So if that's true, again, the gvulos of Bikurim shouldn't be dictated based on where there's Kedushas aretz, but rather it's a question of where the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael are, where the gvulos of Olibava are. Similarly, the question of Chala. Chala is only knowing in Eretz Yisrael. And it's interesting, the Gemara says in Mamatziya and Exubas that the Chala is different from Trumas and Maestros. Trumas and Maestros we only started keeping 14 years after we entered Israel. Yeshua conquered Eretz Yisrael, 7 years of Kibbutz, 7 years of Chiluk, And then they started counting Shemitah years, and then when they started counting Shemitah years, the 14th year, the 15th year, that's when they started Trumas and Maisers. But Chalal says the Gemara, they, as soon as they walked in, as soon as they walked into the land. So why is that? So Rosenzweig has a very nice article in the Kol Tzvi, where he develops, he has lots of rayas, but he develops this idea that Chala is similar to Bikurim, according to the Rambam. Right? Tosfos explicitly rejected this. Tosfos said that Bikurim is different from Trumos, Masters, and Chala. Tosfos says, since there's a Shem Tevel, it's a mitzvah Tevaret. That's what Tosfos said. But Rosenzweig tries to prove in the Rambam, he's a lot of rayas, I'm not going to go through them all now, but he has a lot of rayas that, according to the Rambam, Chala is like Bikurim, and that it's not a mitzvah Hatzluya Baret, but it's a mitzvah hanoheg baris. It's telling the shame Eretz Yisrael. It's not telling kedusha Eretz Yisrael. It's a huge enough kaminal halacha in that you'd be chayv and chala midaraisan in any area that has vule ole mitzvah. Oh, what about Shemitah? Shemitah is our issue. So it's very interesting when it comes to the dinei Shemitah. The Mishnah says in Perek Vav of Shviz, Mishnah Aleph, it discusses the gvulos. It says v'chol she'chziku olim Yisrael michziv v'ad nahar amana ne'achal v'lo ne'avad. Says the Mishnah that if you live in the Arava, you live in the Ashkelon, it's ne'achal v'lo ne'avad. Now, why is it the ne'avad? There's no kedusha there, right? This is gvulos olim Mitzrayim. There's no kedusha at all. There's no kedusha whatsoever in the karka. So why is there an Isra Voda? So the Rash says, oh, it's Isra Rabbanon. Isra Rabbanon. Okay, maybe they made it Isra Rabbanon. But if you look at the Rambam, Hilcha Shemitah V'Yovel, Perak Dal, Hilcha Chaf, Hey, he says, Ein Shvis Nohegas Ela Be'eretz Yisrael Bovad, Shenema Ki Savo Ela Aretz Hashani Yosei Lachem B'Fnei Bayis Shalom Ben Shalom B'Fnei Bayis. And then in the next Halachas, he talks about Suriyah. He says, Suriyah is only Drabanan. Eve Yardi is only Drabanan. But in Halacha Chaf Hey, Chavav, he says explicitly that this din of Eino Nevad. So again, it's very explicit. If you read the Rambam in Keseder, Halacha Chafei, Chafav, Chafzayin, Chafes, it's very clear that the Rambam holds is Isra Bidoraisa of doing a Boda as a Karka on Shemitah, even in Kulos Olim Mitzrayim. So that's pretty wild. That's pretty amazing. If you would ask me, I would have said Shemitah is very, it's like Trumas Maestras. There's no Kedusha, there's no Isra. The Rambam says the Isra of Eino Nevad, Nechavo Nevad, is Dindoraisa. And he writes like this explicitly in his Truvos, in the Perador Truvos, Simen Tes Vav. There's Isra the right to do a Vodas Karka in any area of Eretz Yisrael. You can't plow, you can't plant any area of Eretz Yisrael, even areas that are not included in Oli Bavel. Now, so for the Ram, a Vodas Karka is totally in shame Eretz Yisrael. Now, there seems to be a problem with Rashi also. Again, the simple read of the Mishnah says, Ne'achal neva. So the Rashi says it's Drabana. The Rambam says it's Doraisa. Rashi sounds like it's Heter Gomor. The Gemara says in Chulin, the Zayin, that when the Bnei and Kagola came up, they weren't Makadosh all the cities on purpose. The Gemara says that the Harbe Krochim Hinichu Shadeshi Yisimcho Aleim Anim Beshviz. That the Oli Bavel wanted people to be able to eat food, the poor people to eat on, to have food on Shviz. So they did, weren't Mekadesh the cities, the surrounding cities of Ole, that were in Bulos Ole Bisrai. So the simple reading, according to the Rash, it's Eino Nevad, so you're not allowed to work those fields, but things that grow with Nechal. The Anim would take the Svichim, they take whatever grew there. But Rashi writes there, Rashi in Chul Nav Zayin says, it's mutter mamish to plow and to plant on Shviz. It's like chutzlaretz, and it's ainu heges v'chutzlaretz. So we have a three-way machlokes rishonim to understand this Mishnah, right? We're learning Shviz. The Mishnah says, ne'achal v'lo nevad. What does lo nevad mean? These are the gvulos olam Yisrael. What does lo nevad mean? So for the Rash, it's Isra Rabbanan. Lo nevad is Rabbanan. For the Rambam, it's Doraisa, which is fascinating. And for the Rashi, it's Tzarechin Gadol, because it says Lo Nevad, and Rashi says it's Nevad. So I looked around, you'd figure a Rashi like this, people would comment. I looked at Shonim, I didn't find anybody who mentioned it. And I barely found anybody who discussed the Rambam either. So it's really a Pella. The Rashi is the Pasha of the Mishnah, there's Isid Rabbanan in Tulos Olam Yisrayim, but the Rambam says it's Doraisa, and Rashi says it's Motur Gam. So I'm really at a loss. Maybe we'll come back to this later, but for today, I'm really lost for exactly how this works. But the Rambam seems to write, again, that the Isra Avodas HaKarka and Shemitah is told in Ole Mitzrayim. What about the Kedushas Peros? Is there Kedusha on those Peros? So the Mishnah says, Nechal v'lo Nevar. So what does Nechal mean? So the Rash says that it can be Nechal achar zman biur. So that means that there's a halacha that the Shemitah fruits can only be eaten while they're in the field. At a certain point in time, when they become very difficult to find in the field, you have to destroy all the fruits or be mafka all the fruits, depending on how you understand biur. But there's a concept of biur. So the Rash says, Nechal v'lo Nevar means there's no mitzvah biur. So presumably it means there's no Kedusha. There's no Kedusha whatsoever in these fruits. Nechal v'lo Nevar, there's no Kedusha. But the Rambam says that Nechal means that there's no Isser Svichin. There's no Isser Svichin. That means that the Svichin is a dinger banan, that the Chazal said you shouldn't eat fruits that grew on their own, or vegetables, excuse me, that grew on their own, because we're worried that people might come to plant vegetables. That Isser Rabbanan made it very difficult to have Shemitah. So that's like the... that's why that causes us all the problems, because whatever, it's a problem. That created a more difficult, more challenging way of performing the mitzvahs of Zman HaZeh. But in any case, the reason is because fruits, they grow on their own, right? So you have Otzer Bezdin is a great way, whatever, we'll get to this later. But for fruits, there are a lot of ways of harvesting Shemitah fruits. But by vegetables, if you don't plant, they won't grow. Fruits grow because there's a tree. The tree grows regardless, you don't have to do anything. But there's Isser, you don't have to plant a tree every year. You plant a tree every 10 years. But vegetables, if you don't plant them, they don't grow. So since there's Isser plant on Shemitah, and there's Isser Svichin, even if you plant before Shemitah, so it's a serious issue. But practically. That's aside. The point is that the Rambam says that when the Mishnah says, Ne'echal v'lo never, what does that mean, Ne'echal v'lo never? Ne'echal means there's no Isser Svichin. But says the Mishnah Melech on the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Chavav that there is Kedusha. It's just there's no Isser Svichin. There is Kedusha. So the Rambam is telling you here there's Kedusha Shemitah on fruits that grow in Ole Mitzrayim. It's so Sirafir Rambam, Hilchos Beis Bechira, where he says explicitly that Bizman Hazeh, there's no Trumos or Masros or Shemitah in Ole Mitzrayim areas. So that's the Rambam says in Hilchos Beis Bechira, Perek Vav Halachat Ezvav. So there's a steer in the Ram. It's a very, very problematic steer. I'll read you the Lashon. It's really hard to reconcile. He says here that... Chiyuv arz v'shvilis u'masros eino elif neishu kibush rabim. Kevish nech ka'arez miyadeyem batal kibush v'niftam in atara v'masros v'shvilis. Shve eino min eretz Yisrael. Right? But other areas are potter. He says explicitly other areas are potter. So only where Ezra was kovish is chayiv in Shemitah. And yet the Rambam is telling you that Nechal just means there's no Ezra Svichin. It says the Mishnah Melech, there's Kedusha Shemitah. So how can I have Kedusha Shemitah if the Rambam is a fair, there's no Kedusha Shemitah? So this is the Tzarechin Gadol that I have in terms of understanding the Rambam here. The Rambam seems to say both in terms of Isra Avoda and in terms of the Kedusha that only Mitzrayim is relevant for Hilchos Shemitah. And yet the Rambam says explicitly that only Mitzrayim, only Bavel is relevant for Shemitah. It's getting late, so I'll just try to do the rest fairly quickly. But in terms of Trumas Masters, and then it's explicit in the Rambam that Trumas Masters only knowing in Ole Bavel. In terms of Lekat Shechopeya, so the Rav thought that based on this Tosfos in terms of expanding Bikurim, taking Bikurim and saying that it's knowing everywhere, maybe Lekat Shechopeya also knowing everywhere. Orla, Ravai, Kilayim, these are also possibly knowing in all of Eretz Yisrael, even Ole Mitzrayim. So, you know, at the beginning we said, it's Chiddush, Ole Mitzrayim. What's a noeg? In what areas is it relevant? It seems to be relevant in many areas. Just to discuss the status of Eivar Yardim. Rav Rosenzweig has an article where he proves that the Rambam holds that Chala is Chayiv in all of Yisrael, like Bikurim.
He says
what's he say? He says Eretz Yisrael.
He said we should do to chalot when you burn, when you eat.
Yeah. Is that dindaraisa or dindarabanan? Meaning?
Right.
Okay. So the question is that Hoyil V'Eretz Yisrael only a Zecher? Some of you say that Zecher.
The same one as Zecher.
Yeah.
The first one, why do you have to be mafish and burn it? Because you have to be mafish because they're like that. You're
perfect.
It's not okay, so
it could be. He discusses all these things. It's a very complicated article. I think it might be a machloket how to understand that. But because again, Tosfos says that chala is a mitzvah tli baris. Tosfos says chala turns the mitzvah is a mitzvah tli baris. That's supposed to be quoted. So he would assume it's a mitzvah tli baris, but there's no kedusha, there's no fear. But in economy, that's an important moment.
What was the Rambam's conclusion about tumat etzanim? Where is that?
So the Rambam.
The
Mishnah Melech talks about it. I don't know if there's explicit Rambam talks about it. I don't know. The Mishnah Melech has it.
According to this halakha, I mean,
well, it could be you have to burn it. Some Rishonim learn that you burn it only because it's near Eretz Yisrael. It's kasher lishmor. The lashon of the Rosh is that there's no tumas Eretz Yisrael in there, but you burn it because it's close to it. It's hard to keep it betara. He says here, Ha'eretz tmeya hik. Excuse me. Tosfos says like this. Tosfos mechoras of Chazayin. Samuch hul eretz amim. So this is samuch. It's kasher lishmor betara. Okay. I mean, it could be they're all connected. That's the area where these two issues converge. So lechora, if you want to make it a shitasa. Just to conclude, the status of Eivar Yarden. So, there are three approaches you could take to Eivar Yarden. You could say, just before we say three words, on one hand, there are some halachas don't apply to Eivar Yarden. For example, according to Yossi in the Mishnah Bikurim, Perek Aleph Halacha Yod, you don't bring Bikurim from Eivar Yarden. She'ena Eretz Zavas Chalav Zvash. That's the Lashon of Mishnah. She'ena Eretz Zavas Chalav Zvash. What does that mean? Is that telling you a specific halacha in Bikurim? We're not telling you, no, it's a different Shem Eretz Yisrael. It's not Zavas Chalav Zvash. It's like a status. It's a lomdish idea. Similarly, the Gemara in Darim Daf Chaf Beis says you can't bring Omer from Eivar Yarden. So again, is that a technical halacha or is that a fundamental chisaron that Eivar Yarden is not Eretz Yisrael in Surah Lam? So there are three. I mean, the Rishonim discussed this already. There's a question, do you keep Yom Tov Sheni in Eivar Yarden? The Maharitat. Who was a Rav in Tzfat at the time of Beis Yosef, he's in the Marit, but since there was another Marit, they called him the Maritat, the Marit Tzalhan. Anyways, the Maritat says the truth about this. Do you keep Yom Sheni in Eivar Yarden or not? But there are three approaches. One approach is to say that it's Bechal not Eretz Yisrael. Right? It wasn't supposed to be Eretz Yisrael. It was just given to God and Reuven and Chazim and Asher. They wanted to take it. So it's like Kibush Rabin. It has a din of Kibush Rabin. It just has Kedusha. It's based on the Sifri, that Kol Mechomash Yitzhak Kafarachem, Bolachem Yiyed, there's an idea of Kibush, of expanding Eretz Yisrael. And the Mikdash David knows like that, of Rappaport, in Zerai, in his parish in Zerai, Simin Nun Hei. He says that they were Chayim and Chala as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael, right? They weren't Chayim and Chala when they were in Eivar Yarden. Why not? Because it's not Eretz Yisrael. It's only once they got Eretz Yisrael, then Afidin, we consider it to be Kibush. Okay, and he has a whole question because Kibush only works once you have all of Eretz Yisrael. He says, oh, it's Alpia Dibur, so it's okay. So that's one approach. It's really not Eretz Yisrael. The opposite approach is to say it's totally Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is totally Eretz Yisrael. You can't bring Mikurim from Eretz Yisrael. Zavat Chalav Dvash is a Din of Mikurim. It's not Mishubach. Right? The halacha is you can only bring Mikurim from nice fruits. So it's not, they're not so nice. What's Fazuk say? Mashkeh? What? No, why did God and Eretz Mirah? No? Okay, Mirah. Okay. So kids, it wasn't good fruits. So So the second approach is to say that Eivei Yarden is fully Eretz Yisrael, and every halacha you find, you'll have to explain locally. You'll say, I don't bring Bikurim, it's not Meshubach. But it's really fully Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Chazon Ish holds like this. The Chazon Ish holds that Eivei Yarden is Eretz Yisrael, you know, Nigi Batim apply, and you keep one day of Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, and Eivei Yarden is totally Eretz Yisrael. Just with some specific halachas. The middle approach is out what the Rav said, and that is to say that Eivei Yarden has Shem Eretz Yisrael, but it's not Eretz Nivcheret. It's not what was originally supposed to be Eretz Yisrael. He's assuming that Shem Eretz Yisrael was Nikba by Tam Yeshua or Tam Shlomo, something like that. But what Avraham was promised was the original land, Eretz Nivcheret. And he says that Eivei Yarden isn't Eretz Nivcheret, it's only Eretz. It's only, it has Kedusha and Shame, but it doesn't have this unique status, a new halacha of Eretz Nivcheret. So again, just kitzur, there are three ways to look at Eivei Yarden. Either you say it's totally not Eretz Yisrael, it's just Kibush Ravim, or you say it totally is Eretz Yisrael, or you create a new category and say that it's, that he wants to learn the Mishnah in Bikurim, you know, Lomdash way, that it's not Zavas Chalav Adash. That means it wasn't promised Avraham Avinu. It's not Zavas Chalav Adash. But it's totally Eretz Yisrael in terms of Shame and Kedusha, it's just not this unique status of Zavas Chalav Adash. Why certain halachas are totally in that, and why not?
Which one does
the Chazon Ish hold? Chazon Ish holds that it's totally Eretz Yisrael. So the reason it can't be bring Bikurim from Eivei Yarden is because the technology that Bikurim have to be brought min a Meshubach, only the most choicest fruits. And apparently Eivei Yarden didn't have beautiful fruits. The Mikdash Davi says it's not Eretz Yisrael at all, and the Rav has this new Hagdara that it's Eretz Yisrael, but it's not Eretz Nivcheret. Okay, so saw here a pretty comprehensive list of the various places that are knowing in Eretz Yisrael, and we used the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik of Shem Eretz Yisrael versus Kedusha Eretz Yisrael to discuss some of the halachas. I'd like to move on from here to discuss some of the dinim of Kibush, Kibush Yeshua, Kibush Ezra, and to see how that plays into the dinim Shemitah as part of the Hakdam.